Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the beginning of the second letter to Timothy, it reads, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. Have you ever wondered how faith is born into a person? You know, what relationships play a role in directing people toward the Lord? You know, how is Jesus Christ made known to people? And you know, sometimes, perhaps oftentimes, faith is transmitted best through family members. You know, mom or dad or grandpa or grandma was a person of faith, and their faith was passed on to future generations. Now, this doesn't mean that if a parent or grandparent is a person of faith, the rest of the family will automatically follow. No, there will be family members who do not catch the Spirit, no matter how effectively we try to douse them with it. However, a faithful family member is a much more effective conveyor of the gospel than a church or a local pastor or a total stranger. You know, the regular diet of family prayers at bedtime and at mealtime, the commitment to worshiping as a family, and the encouragement of faith discussions within the household can really set the conditions for faith to be transmitted from one generation to the next. You know, a faithful grandmother, a prayerful aunt, a devoted sibling can be the agent through which the Holy Spirit can claim the lives of an entire family. Let's pray about that. Lord God, we want our siblings, our children, our grandchildren to be in relationship with you. We want them to have a faith that they can lean on when times are hard, and we want them to know that they should find time to thank you when all is well. We want them to know you and serve you and love you. In fact, we worry that somehow they might miss out on a life of faith because perhaps we have failed to properly instill it in them. Lord, we would ask that you help us to live out our faith in plain sight of all our family members, without being holier than thou, and then we will entrust the rest to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.